we are looking forward our way, coming to you from the campus of Otter Bynes University in Westerville, Ohio. Hi, this is Brett. Carol and I just presented to the Otter Bynes Lifelong Learning Community as part of a panel discussion on retirement and encore careers and activities. We focused on our move into podcasting along with the two other LLC members focusing on their retirement projects. We had the opportunity to provide our insights into what a life path can look like and how to move successfully to your next adventure.
Brett, this was a great day spending time on my campus. I'm an Otter Bynes alum, and we had a huge group of people. It was great fun talking about podcasting, and we have to shout out to the other two presenters who did a phenomenal job on their projects too. But Lifelong Learning Community is a real special, has a very special place in my heart. And since we were already here and on campus and decided to do this podcast, we wanted to talk about all the wonderful benefits of provided by lifelong learning type programs, and as well as featuring some other educational opportunities that are in Central Ohio. Let's welcome our two guests, Dana Vieta, who is the Executive Director of Engagement at Otter Bynes University in Westerville, and Kevin Bird, who I'm not going to call Larry Bird, I promise. Kevin Bird is a member of Otter Bynes' lifelong learning community and a lifelong resident in Central Ohio.
Correct.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much for being with us, and just say hello to our audience.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Hello, and thanks for inviting me to be a part of this.
Good. Well, we got a lot to cover today. First, let's give Dana and Kevin an opportunity to tell them about themselves. Dana, how did your career path take you to Otter Bynes?
Yeah, so thank you for asking. Well, ironically, I was a student at Otter Bynes, like Carol, in the late 90s. And
way after me.
Just a little bit, just a little bit. But yeah, I studied public relations, so that was my discipline. And towards the end of my time, I interned in the Office of Admission and actually had the opportunity to work just like a regular job. I traveled and recruited students from Northeast Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, went to high school, college fairs. It was really, really great experience there at the end of my time as a student. And then following graduation, I started working in the admissions office. They had a position they offered me, which was great. And then after a couple years of being a road warrior, decided that it was time to move on and found myself transitioning down to Ohio State University with a nonprofit organization that started at Ohio State called Mortarboard, a National Senior Collegiate Honor Society. And so I was the communications coordinator for there for about 4 years. And then from there, ended up for about 11 years at WOSU Public Media. So I was in the marketing department there, an associate editor working on their magazine and helping with the radio and the television marketing. And about a decade ago, I decided I wanted to come full circle and come home to Otter Bynes and found myself coming back for a position in alumni relations.
So Dana and I can do the OHIO,
right?
But we also do go cards.
That's right. That's right. Committed and loyal to both.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Kevin, your career path.
Well, as Carol mentioned earlier, I'm a lifelong resident of Central Ohio, and I've lived in Westerville for about the last 20 years. I'm 64 years old, knocking on the door of Medicare. And I've been married to my wife, Christine, for 23 years. I spent the majority of my professional career working for MI Homes in the residential home building industry. I started there at a part-time sales entry-level position, and over the years worked my way up the ladder. And when I retired there after 21 years, I was the vice president of sales and marketing. All of this with no college education. As such, the Otter Bynes LLC has been a very enlightening experience for me. I have been a member for about 3 years now, and I enjoy it immensely, as I'm always hungry to learn and to have new experiences.
Are they paying you for all this great publicity? Because they should be. Goodness gracious.
No, I've just had a very positive experience.
It is.
And yeah. Maybe he gets a cup of coffee every once in a while.
There you go. There you go. All right.
There are perks.
Yes. So I'm an Otterbein alum, as I've mentioned often on this program. I'm really proud of this work that you're doing with older learners. In a previous career I had at Ohio State, when I was in continuing education, I actually had the opportunity to support the Program 60 program, which is another local educational opportunity. Lifelong learning is key for all of us as we age gracefully, engaging not just our minds, but also our emotional well-being. Dana, tell us about the LLC program at Otterbein. What are the goals and how is it structured?
Sure. So the goal of the LLC, as we call it for short at Otterbein, is pretty straightforward. When Dr. Allison Prendle and Becky Smith envisioned it back in 2015, they were really focused on providing learning opportunities for our alumni and community members who are age 55 and older. And they really wanted to create a community of members that were open to learning new things, curious about the world, curious about many different subjects, and really committed to having an active lifestyle and taking an active part in wellness and learning. So that was kind of the underlying premise, the underlying goal. In a weekly sense, we offer the classes during our fall and spring semesters at Otterbein, typically on Thursday afternoons, and which is great because the facility here, it's very accessible. People can get in. Parking's really easy. And we also live stream all of our classes. So we can offer that to individuals who maybe cannot come to campus for whatever reason. So we're proud that we're able to do that, which was a pivot during the pandemic. The classes are usually different every week. We will do a topic perhaps once or twice a semester. We'll have a topic that carries over 2 weeks or maybe sometimes 3 weeks, depending on how expansive the topic is. But more or less, they're 1 week topics, and that really allows us to provide a lot of different topics, things that keep people interested in coming back because they know they're going to learn something new every single week. We also have primarily, the classes are taught by our faculty at Otterbein, but we also have members of the LLC, and we'll occasionally also ask members of the community to come in and teach as well. So it's really a mix, but we do try to rely heavily on and leverage the faculty that we have here at Otterbein, which was part of the original concept that Allison and Becky had created. And at the end of the day, the goal is really to offer something for everyone. We think that our members are so open to learning, and even if there's a topic that maybe doesn't really resonate with them, they're going to come anyway. They're going to come to that class and say, I'm going to be open to whatever this topic is and hearing from the speaker and take something away from the experience. So that's really the goal.
Wonderful.
That's good. Well, as you mentioned, though, too, if it's a different program every week, at least you kind of know it's not an accounting course every week.
Right.
Sort of thing, too. Well, as we've mentioned, this is more than just an educational program. Kevin, tell us what you've gained in your participation in the LLC. Are there other added benefits that your peers in LLC have mentioned?
Actually, the benefits to me have been quite numerous. First of all, as I said earlier, I like to challenge myself to learn new things, and that's one of the benefits of the LLC program. I'm learning about new subjects and new topics, and I'm being exposed as a non-college grad. I've been exposed to the collegiate experience on a level, and to being on a college campus, this is all very new to me. And I get the benefit of being taught by college professors and faculty. Mm-hmm. So on the educational level, those are some of the benefits. Aside from that, and this is something I didn't really expect going in, but I've become part of a community of like-minded people. I've made new friends, and I'm becoming involved in other activities and events on the Otterbein campus, which the LLC program gives us access to and encourage us to, those of us to participate in. So those are some of the things that I didn't expect that I'm getting out of the program.
You are really exposed to a network of people that chances are pretty good you would have never been in that same sphere with them. And that's not just whether you've had any college background, but it's the fact that you hadn't been connected to Otterbein in any way. And now you suddenly have all of these folks who are in their own way somehow connected either through Westerville or through the university itself. I find it just amazing to be able to not just learn a new subject, but to learn about someone else's life. I always said I'm a great networker because I'm inherently nosy and always asking people lots of questions. So you're finding out about what they did and what their career was, what companies they worked for, what other organizations they belong to, all kinds of things. Have your other members of the LLC ever brought these kinds of issues up? I don't know if it's ever been a discussion, Dana, if that's...
I don't know if it's been a discussion, but I think it's just a very authentic thing that happens organically when we're in classes and when we open up for questions, typically at the end, our members will frequently share something about their former life in work or in career that gives everyone insight into the perspective that they're coming from, that adds value
Good
to
point,
the conversation.
Right.
And so that's part of what I enjoy as well, is just hearing everyone's different perspectives, what they did perhaps that gives them some insight into whatever topic we're talking about, some historical tidbit of something. So it really is. It's
right.
just, it's really interesting to see the kind of what I would call the ecosystem of our membership that adds value to every conversation we have.
Almost like it's growing organically.
Yep.
But it had to start somewhere. And all of a sudden, like, whoa, this is going places. Yeah. This is great. Yeah.
It's actually amazing to me as I sit in the back of the room and listen to questions and comments from some of the people that are participating in the class, there are a very impressive group of people in that room. These are people who have had incredible careers and a wealth of experiences, not only professional, but life experiences. And we get the opportunity to all share in that and benefit from that. And it really makes you step back and think when you look around, wow, these folks have done a lot in their lives, and they're still out there trying to learn more.
You worked for a very large corporation. I mean, MI Homes is huge here in Central Ohio and at a high administrative level, but that's just one industry. All of the different industries that were represented in the audience we had today, it's amazing. And some of those folks I know just because I would see them at alumni programs all the time and or had they'd been on campus when I was a student. So it is an incredible opportunity within an educational venue, which is not uncommon, but people don't know about it, which sort of goes into my next thought, is that there are so many resources in Central Ohio. And these educational programs are just one little tiny bit, but talk about life-changing. It can really help somebody's retirement quite a bit. So, okay. All right. Dana, I'm sure that LLC members are not just Otterbein alumni, local residents also, but Otterbein is benefiting from those LLC members engaged in the campus, as Kevin just said, seeing all of these folks come in and being engaged in what's going on. Alumni are returning to campus. LLC members are engaged with traditionally aged students, and members are learning more about Westerville and our Central Ohio community if they're not already living in this area. Do you have any examples of some collaborations that have happened through LLC?
Sure.
So yeah, we are incredibly fortunate that we have both our own alumni and our community members within the LLC. It just adds such a nice fabric to the organization, and we really value that. I have a number of examples. One that comes to mind first would be our LLC Scholars Program. This is a group within the LLC, helps our office select a cohort of rising seniors at Otterbein who are, you know, they're working, they're studying, they're trying to do all the things to get across the finish line to graduation. And so a few years ago, we had some donors who wanted to create an endowment that could help students. And so we have a committee of LLC members who help us select those students. And so it's a wonderful program. They get an opportunity to, again, interface with that student experience. And so it's a great way that they are giving back, helping us choose those students, and then those students receive a monetary award to sort of help them with expenses during their senior year. So that's something that we really enjoy. And then we try to bring those students at least once throughout the LLC year to something for the LLC so that our members have a chance to meet those students.
I'm just going to stop you for a second, because this to me is so important that students realize lifelong learning is important. They think they are leaving the university with a degree in hand and they're never going to have to learn another thing in their whole life. And then when I was the director of a nonprofit helping older adults find jobs, and I would say to them, well, have you done any training? Have you ever taken another class? Have you ever done workshops or online learning, anything? And it's like this blank look, and it's like, I have to still learn?
Right.
Well, yes, you know, right. you have to keep your mind engaged, and what a great way to show students that that's important.
Right. And we're very purposeful on the application process to cover those topics around lifelong learning. We want to make a point to them that, you know, this is something that will serve you well in life if you take this type of approach. And so we ask them specifically to answer questions regarding lifelong learning, how they see themselves as a lifelong learner, how they see their future career impacting lifelong learning and multi-generational, you know, audiences and people. And so we really want them to be thoughtful about that. And I think that also speaks to Otterbein's mission and values as well, is that we do feel it's really Wonderful. Important to encourage that in our students. A few other examples of our LLC members supporting Otterbein and community. Many are theater patrons. They love our theater. I don't know, Kevin, if you
I have.
Attend the theater.
I have.
But we have a world-class theater here, mm-hmm. and so many of them are supportive of that program. Senior College, I think that's a program that is similar but different. That is an opportunity for individuals, I think it's age 60 and over, to actually come and take advantage of a full semester class to sit in, if space allows, at the permission of the professor, to come in and take a class and kind of take a much deeper dive into a subject. Another really neat example, a pretty specific example, but we had a group of LLC members who became very involved and were patrons of our art galleries. Mm. And that group in particular led some extensive work around cataloging an exhibition that Otterbein came into from the artist C.Y. Wu. He's a Chinese artist, and Otterbein University and the Cincinnati Art Museum have the two largest collections of this artist's work, paintings. And so our LLC members, the small group, actually helped with that entire cataloging process, supported the art department in their work to intake and curate really all of those pieces. So that's a really cool example of something that they, you know, and I think the majority actually of the members that helped with that are not even alumni. So they really embraced, you know, that collaborative approach to being a part of the university. Our members are friends of the library. They're on the Common Book Committee. Many of them, well, I say many, have helped our international students. when international students come to Otterbein, a lot of times they might need picked up at the airport. They might not have anywhere to go for holidays like Thanksgiving, which is new, and we want to expose that to non-American students. And so many of our LLC members help our students, our international community like that. Gosh, what else? Many of them support our program fund for the LLC, so we have a fund that also just helps our operational expenses to ensure that we're going to be able to keep the programming going. And there is also a small group that kind of serves as a steering committee for the LLC. They help us decide what kinds of programs we need to explore. Who else out there should we be asking to come in and teach us a class? And so it's a great sounding board for us to be able to get that exchange with our members and hear firsthand what they want out of their program. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, it seems that many retirees take advantage of the LLC type programs, or they volunteer in their community, or maybe they seek learning in other forms. Dana, we heard from some other LLC members on the panel earlier today. Can you provide us maybe with some examples of how the LLC program has encouraged older adults to utilize that learning, possibly creating a new business or hobby, or utilizing their learning experience to enhance a local nonprofit or church or school?
So truthfully, this is an area that we probably need to explore more, but it made us really think about how we need to be able to connect those dots to see how our members are taking what they're learning back out into the community.
Kind of an ROI feel.
Correct,
to it.
Exactly.
On another level.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But in a general sense, a lot of our members, they will take what they're learning around the Common Book experience that we have, which the freshman class that comes in reads a Common Book, and then we have the author come to campus. Many of our LLC members purchase those books, give them to friends and family, and use that kind of as an opportunity to take that program out into the communities that they are in to share whatever the theme or the topic might be that year for our Common Book. Many of the topics that we cover in the LLC, it really varies, but like, for example, we had an emerita professor of religion do a class last year on social justice in some of the world's religious traditions. And so we imagine that probably that can be a topic that they perhaps take back to their own churches, to their own communities, and, talk about those topics. And we're always encouraging our members to take what they've learned and share it with people, because that's the beauty of this. It's about going full circle and sharing what you've learned and enlightening someone else. So, but it definitely is an area that we need to explore more.
And actually, in today's panel discussion, two members are working with CRIS, which is the Community Refugee Immigration Service nonprofit here in Central Ohio. And one worked with her church to sponsor a family for a 6-8 month period of time, was shown in the newspaper, and another member recognized all of the names of the people who were working and brought it to her church. And they were able then to sponsor a family. So the connections are huge, and not only personally huge, but giving back to the community huge. So one of the things that I mentioned early on is that I had the opportunity to work on the Program 60, program for older adults at Ohio State. And so a little bit of background on those Program 60 type programs. Back in, I think it was 1972, then Governor Rhodes for the state of Ohio said to the legislature, people have been paying taxes to support our universities for years. They should get something out of it. And so the legislators devised Program 60, which is mandated by law on every public university campus in the state, 4 years, 2 years, branch campuses. It's everywhere. And I really had a wonderful time working with Program 60. Had a very special lady who was sort of the mom of Program 60 for a long time. This was decades ago. And Mrs. McNamara sat in on a class quarter after quarter after quarter, and she kept sitting in the same class because she was fascinated by the information. So in program 60 programs, the older adult is able to sit in on a regular academic program. They're not getting credit. They're not paying tuition. They don't have to take tests, which is great, but it's with the faculty permission. So Mrs. McNamara was in this criminology class many quarters. And finally, the professor said to her, "Well, Mrs. McNamara, are you going to go to another class?" And she said, "Well, no, I'm going to buy the book for next quarter." And so she was just absolutely fascinated by his lectures. But that is just a way for her to have been engaged with the students in that class. She used to have a group of the kids every Thursday night at her house for dinner and just giving back to those students who were away from family, who may never have been in a multi-generational family situation, just bringing so much to their life. So Program 60 and LLC and all of these different types of programs are giving back to the students in some way also. So it's not just where an older adult is taking advantage, and it's only on for those who are sitting in academic courses, it's only on a space available basis. Nobody's, you know, not getting their just seats for the tuition that they pay. One thing that is different, as I mentioned, Program 60 is sitting in an academic class. So if it's an accounting class, they're doing accounting week after week after week. With LLC type programs, it's normally a variety of topics at each class. So okay. It's changing, which is a very different concept, and different people would want either or both. So right. it kind of meets different educational wants or needs for those older adult learners. I'm going to take a few minutes here I talk a lot, but I don't normally take this much time in the middle of a podcast because I want to get across to our podcast audience about how important these programs are and how wide they are. Just here in Central Ohio, we not only have Ohio State's Program 60, Columbus State has the Good as Gold program, but also, and as I mentioned, all of those other different state schools throughout Ohio, but a lot of the private schools have taken up this same thing. So at Otterbein, Dana mentioned senior college. So students are sitting in on the regular courses with permission. And I believe Capital has some. Ohio Wesleyan has in the past. Denison has programs. So there are, if you're in Central Ohio, it's all over. If you're not in Central Ohio, there are other programs. If you're in the state of Ohio, we are going to provide these links and the resources on our website for the podcast when this is posted. But there is a program through the Higher Education Office here for the state of Ohio, which gives the lifelong learning programs and free course attendance throughout the whole state. There are dozens of programs throughout Ohio that you could take advantage of. And if you're not in Ohio, chances are pretty good if you go to your state website and into any of the educational departments, they are probably going to help you also. There's also programs here in the city of Columbus, and I've worked with these folks in the past. They're wonderful. It's called Citywide Training Programs. And the reason I wanted to add this is that oftentimes an older adult is job hunting. They need to be able to show their skills are up to speed. And so a little training program here or there makes a big difference. Citywide training can provide that. And the programs are free, and it's through the city of Columbus. The other magnificent resource we have here in Central Ohio is the Columbus Metropolitan Library System. Again, if you're not in Columbus, you're not in Ohio, check with your library system. Columbus Libraries has a special relationship with what's called LinkedIn Learning, which used to be a privately held organization, and LinkedIn brought it into their fold. Tens of thousands of courses that normally have fairly high fees for, but with a library card from the Columbus Public Library, you could take these courses for free. And it is incredible. You could get certificates, and it's a way to document on your resume that you have up-to-date skills if you are job hunting for paid employment. For those outside of Ohio, check your libraries, check your local state Department of Education for adult services programs, and don't forget to reach out to your local county job centers, the Department of Labor for your state, and any local nonprofits. They're going to give you some other of these resources.
All right. So, Kevin, I've got to ask you, and I was thinking about this earlier, and it's like, okay, I got to insert this at the very end, as we get toward the end of the podcast. So we have listeners that are now, it's like, I want to do this LLC program, or, you know, whatever program it might be. So kind of going back to when you started and giving some advice, how does one approach coming into that very first LLC get together, or, you know, before they get going? And also, what advice can you give them that, okay, I'm the new kid in the room, and keep going? Because like you said, it becomes a collective of people. You really get to know each other, but all of a sudden you can feel like an outsider too. So can you give some advice in regards to how to start and how to get involved quickly to make yourself feel very comfortable that you just continue to look forward to it every week?
Well, it can be a little intimidating when you're considering the idea of jumping into a new venture. But I would advise anyone listening to give lifelong learning a try. Get out there. Get involved. There's so much out there to learn. There are so many outstanding programs, as Carol has just mentioned. And one of the things I think you'll find is that although it's a little scary and it's a little intimidating, the lifelong learning community truly is a community, and it's a very welcoming community. It did not take me long to feel like I was part of this group, even though I was relatively new.
Wonderful.
I felt like I was warmly received, and I think that that's what most people will find, yeah, based on my experience.
Because it can be scary. A brand new experience, a brand new group of people that you have no clue who it is.
And let's face it, as we get older, we become a little bit more timid and sure, reluctant to take chances. So it can be a little frightening. Mm-hmm. But once you get over that hurdle, there's a lot out there to be learned and discovered, new friends to make, new contacts. As Carol has mentioned several times, it's networking. And just getting out there and having social interaction is obviously a great thing.
And there are no mistakes in your decision-making, whether you're doing LLC, where you're learning a lot of new things, whether you're doing senior college or program 60 and going into an academic class. You're not making any mistakes. You're not paying tuition, so it's not a financial loss. And if you don't like it, you can walk away. It's not a big deal. But you get so much more out of it than what Otterbein has to put in to make it happen. I mean, what you are getting out of it is incredible. So
yeah.
Good for you.
Dana, any last words of advice as well?
You know, I'm so grateful to be a part of the program now. It's a highlight of my week. I love the members. It truly is a community. That's one of the things I love the most, is just seeing everyone, checking in, how you doing, what's going on in your life. But I think it really, because of my belief that learning is just a gift, it's a gift that you give, it's a gift that you get. I just think everyone has sort of that mentality. It's really been a privilege to work with the program and to be involved in it. And I see the curiosity in everyone's eyes and their questions. And it's very inspiring. It's just, I come away every week from the class just feeling really good about, you know, being there and being a part of the community as well.
It looks like it's going strong. And Carol and I looked and it's like, this room is full.
It was. We had 60, 70, 80 people in there, and I had expected 10 or 15.
We didn't know what to expect. Yeah. Exactly.
We had no idea. We have about, I would say, between 15 to 30 online watching as well.
Okay.
On Zoom.
So we had a great group.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows what's hopefully somebody will listen to this podcast too.
I hope so.
Any other words of advice?
One of the other things I've noticed is that when we do get to be taught by faculty or professors. In speaking with them after the classes, they're not there because they have to be there. They're there because they want to be there, and they're there because they've talked to fellow members of the staff who've taught before the LLC and have had good experiences. And the good experiences are that everyone who's there wants to be there. Mm-hmm. They're there. They're not there because they have to be there. They're there because they want to be there. They're paying attention. They're inquisitive. They ask questions. They're involved. And I think the presenters feed off of that. And I think that's invigorating and hopefully rewarding for them. And it shows in the types of presentations that we get.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Audience, I hope that this is going to spur you on to think about joining an LLC type program in your community. And hopefully somebody's going to be calling Dana and saying, hey, I want to do this and get involved. That. So, you know, that would be wonderful. We'd love to hear more about that. Many thanks to our guest experts, Dana Vieta, Executive Director of Engagement for Otterbein University, and Kevin Bird, member of the Otterbein Lifelong Community, for joining us today. Listeners, thank you for joining us. You can find the podcast show notes and information we discussed today on our website at lookingforwardourway.com. And we're looking forward to hearing your feedback on this or any of our podcast episodes.